Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City. Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, this morning I have some exciting news for travelers. Next Tuesday, April 16th, marks the grand reopening of the multi-story car park for domestic flights at Fukuoka Airport. Situated right in front of the domestic terminal, the capacity of this revamped parking facility has doubled with space for 1,617 vehicles. The exterior draws inspiration from Fukuoka's traditional craft, Hakata Ori, giving a touch of local heritage. Each floor is easily identifiable through color and illustrations, featuring designs that celebrate Fukuoka's famous products like strawberries, the prefectural flower, which is plum, and of course, ramen. It's a nod to everything Fukuoka is cherished for. When it comes to parking fees, the first 30 minutes are free. After that, it's 250 yen for each additional half hour. A full day's stay will cost you the regular rate of 3,500 yen, but during peak times like the New Year holidays, it goes up to 4,500 yen. Checking the availability of parking spaces now is a breeze, with updates available on the official website or on social media platform X. And here's a bonus for international travelers. You can book your parking spot in advance through the website. So we hope this journey, or rather, we hope this information makes your journey smoother and more enjoyable, and safe travels for when you go.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well, now I have some information from Fukuoka City's International Foundation. Is there anything you don't understand about residency status and term of stay regulations? If there is, the Fukuoka City International Foundation provides free consultation on these matters to the international residents of Fukuoka City. Consultations are held every second Sunday of the month. They're offered from 1 to 4 p.m., but you must register by 3:30 p.m. A gyosei shoshi, or administrative lawyer, will answer your questions and offer consultation. There are English and Chinese interpreters present, and so consultation in English, Chinese, and Japanese does not require a reservation. For other languages, please consult with the center at least 1 week in advance. All right, and now I have information about free legal consultation for the international residents of Fukuoka City. The Fukuoka City Consultation Support Center for Foreign Residents at the Fukuoka City International Center does offer free legal consultation for foreign residents twice a month. Legal consultations are available from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on the first Saturday of every month and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the third Wednesday of the month. Each session runs for 45 minutes and is completely free. However, you do need to make a reservation to consult with the lawyer. Free English interpretation services are also available, so if you will need an interpreter, please mention that when you make your reservation. You can make reservations via the Fukuoka City International Foundation's webpage, but reservations are on a first-come, first-served basis, so it may be better to call the center first to check. These consultations ensure strict confidentiality, so please feel free to consult with the International Foundation. Reservation hours are from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. For detailed inquiries, please contact 0120-661799. Again, that number is 0120-661799. The Fukuoka City International Foundation is looking forward to hearing from you. That was information from the Fukuoka City International Foundation.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.